3 minutes max, where New Zealanders share short and sharp opinions. Judging by the advertising that's already well embedded, it's not too early at all to start discussing Christmas. And here is Tommy Wilson from Tauranga's Tattooing e Whānau Trust.
Morena. When we see people struggling in life, on a street corner begging or in the back of a car sleeping, how many of us say to ourselves, poor buggers, I really feel sorry for them? Feeling sorry, in my opinion, is not the solution. When you watch a mum who has six kids and a husband back in jail trying to squeeze her four-year-old son's feet into his last year's three-year-old shoes, crying, so-so, mama, you get to understand what poor is really all about. How many of us have more than enough shoes to pound the pavement in? I know I do. So I am sending out this SOS to myself as much as I am to you listening. As we get closer to Santa loading up the sleigh and Ubering down to the land of the long homeless crowd, let's look at kindness through a new lens, one of empathy and not sympathy. Sympathy is feeling sorry for someone, and often we look for quick fire hands in the pocket for a gold coin solution. A couple of cans of food for the food bank or a fiver into the portal of the lost and lonely with the hands out and we all feel good to go when it comes to absolution from the guilt of having more than we need. Or is it that we want to give more but can't find the formula to guarantee our kindness will be effective and hopefully make a difference? When you are in the trenches of homeless trauma, you get to understand what is strategic kindness and what is a short-term sympathy fix. Often the feeling sorry, say a little prayer, give a little love, does four-fifths of not much at all, and at times, more harm than good. There is no question we are a country in crisis when it comes to finding a whare and food for those who need it most. However, for my two bobs worth of biggest bang for your kindness buck, you can't go past empathy and what we call in Māori, whāngai. We have been putting the whāngai of family for Christmas into practice for the last 5 years, and it works. Just taking the time to share your time with those who need to know there are those out there who care is bigger than Santa's puku. It's not about a trolley load of lollies or pointless presents from the Warefare, Kao. It's about baking a sponge or a batch of rewana bread and taking it, kanoi ki te kanoi, face to face, to a family who has bugger all for Christmas. So have a go. What have you got to lose but time? Have a kōrero at the kitchen table with the whānau and see what love and empathy can do for you. Every town has a social service agency or Sally Army with a register of families in need who will have no kai, let alone a car to go and buy some on Christmas Day. Not to mention some shoes for their four-year-old son to wear to school. These are not the families you see show up at the wonderful charity Christmas kais every year. Many of these mums have more pride than a brood of Serengeti lionesses and will go without before they hold out their hand for help. Who of us cannot afford to whāngai a family, to foster and shepherd them through tough times, just for a couple of hours this Christmas? Let's learn a little more about the difference between sympathy and empathy and apply it in our own backyards. Haere mai whānau, whāngai our family for Christmas and find out what joy you can give and receive with a little empathy wrapped up in kindness this Christmas. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Tommy. Thank you.